You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I told you that I've been walking to get some exercise over this time of Corona. Mm-hmm. I've gained 10 pounds.
Really?
I went to the doctor, and the nurse tried to round up. And I asked her, why are you doing math right now? I don't need you to round that up. I don't need that sort of negativity in my life.
You didn't ask it like that, though.
I said it just like that.
Damn.
She started laughing, though.
Oh, okay.
But I was dead serious. Like, why are you trying to round up? Like, I don't understand why you can't leave the 0.7.
Shut up, Brian.
So because of that negative experience, I said, you got to do something. I got out there, my fourth day out there. So as I was coming back closer to where I live, a lady said, what you doing out here?
Oh, Lord.
I said, what you doing out here?
I know that.
So she said, I love the show. I said, child, oh, I ain't know what you was talking about. I be forgetting about this when I'm not here. Like,
so needless to say, you didn't have your mask on.
I was walking outside. Nobody was out there with me.
You're still supposed to wear a mask.
No, not with, I was socially distancing.
Mm-hmm.
I was by myself. It don't be mad people out there on the trail. Mm. Some people whiz by on a bike.
So do we have an update on this number? Can you round down now or?
It's only been 4 days.
You can still, what? I weigh every day.
Why would you put yourself through that negativity?
I got it right there in my bathroom.
It's too much negativity, Brian.
It's right there in my bathroom. I do
every day?
I do it probably 4 or 5 times a day, to be honest with you.
What you think is happening?
I don't know. I'm thinking that this water that I got can do something, can work out the toxins and the extra, you know, flubbery and get it out.
Fred, I'm concerned. I think that you might be like too occupied with this. That's not normal. I don't think.
You don't love me. You just love these rolls.
I ain't a doctor, but you know I will diagnose people.
Oh, Lord, that means we're not gonna listen to you then.
Why?
When it comes to diagnosing people.
Donald Trump says some of y'all diagnosed broke. He may be giving another stimulus check. Quote, very generous payments could be announced soon.
He did not say that. Are you serious?
Very generous.
Making that real money.
This dude, he never surprises me.
Could you use another little short check?
For $40?
You damn right I can.
Pay me too.
Need all of that. Much pet taxes we pay?
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, come on, man. This is old to us, all right?
We got a couple proposals on the table right now. The HEROES Act, which is a $3 trillion bill that includes $275 billion for testing and healthcare worker hazard pay. And $1 trillion for state and local governments.
We need that hazard pay, too.
We're not healthcare workers, though. I don't think we will qualify, but I do agree we need hazard pay.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't stopped yet.
No.
That's the part that's like, fam, I ain't lying. I'm fatigued.
Mentally and physically.
I know I don't look like it because the skin is glowing.
Oh, God.
The hairline is flourishing.
You gotta brag on yourself, don't you?
Look at these lips. They shiny and curly. But
that's a little $2 lip gloss you got
on. It sure is. I don't spend a lot of money on stuff like that. I know you ain't think that was going to hurt my feelings because it's true.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Partly sunny and less humid. Right now, you're mostly clear at 66 in Lee Summit. Shade was popping.
Yesterday, footage of a video of Ja Rule, looked like he was a spokesman for a Greek restaurant, hit the internet, and a lot of folks thought it was funny.
Yo, mama! My Pristo's got the best motherfucking gyros you ever ate in your life. so good. Think when it thinks of you got to have Peters. Peters! Papa Cristo Peters! They got everything.
That's enough. Well, he revealed that he's a part of a TBS show called Celebrity Show Off, which is a program during the quarantine time where celebrities are facing off with each other trying to create viral content. And he says that the money is going to No Kid Hungry, which is a foundation that fights hunger in kids.
That's wonderful. I really thought he was out here bad.
Eminem says bleep revolt in a new leaked song.
Oh, Lord. We got a little piece of it, too. Yeah.
Shout the puffy cones, but revolt. Y'all are like a remote. Now I get it, why buttons broke.
Okay. Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Like, I don't know. So Revolt took to their social media and said F him. I saw that yesterday coming on my timeline. I was like, what is that about? So I had to do some social media detective digging. Because I was like, what is that about? Why would Revolt say that?
As a TV crew, you got to be, you know how you got to be fed up as a whole corporation to say that? Oh, you know what it is? It just clicked. Machine Gun Kelly. You know, they was beefing a couple years ago, and that's Puffy's artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what that got to do with Revolt? He ain't say Ciroc. He ain't say
he didn't mention
Sean
all the
John
businesses.
Denim two-piece suits.
That's just the only thing that I can connect with it, I guess. I don't know.
So a judge has rejected Kodak Black's appeal of 46-month jail term in this gun charge case. He's currently in jail in Kentucky. He'll be eligible for parole in October of 2022.
Lord.
That's a long time.
Man, a little more than 2 years.
You think it'll be a union lock-off for him once he gets off? Or you think
it'll be a
wait?
What?
Well, a union lock-off, that's like nothing.
Oh, boy.
A lock-off, that's what Jamaicans say.
I'm assuming that means that people are going to welcome him back when he comes on?
Well, a lock-off would be no. But do you think it'll be no or yes?
You know, his fan base is a little young, and they'll be older by that time. Like, they'll be of age. So I'm not sure how they would take him back, because he ain't released no music in a year or so. And now, in this musical climate, you got to release stuff pretty frequently to stay relevant, you know. So
even if it's bad, you got to put it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know at this point for Kodak.
Lil Yachty crashed his Ferrari yesterday in Atlanta. Say he walked away with only minor injuries to his arm. He was on 400, which is one of the main arteries of the city. It used to be a toll road, but they paid for everything, so they took the toll down. Said it was wet out there, and the sports car hydroplaned and went into a barrier on the freeway shoulder.
I'm glad he's all right. When his little red braids got in the way with the barrettes in it.
You mad because he got braids?
What? See, you always want to take somebody else's
side.
But
I know
aside.
A young lady who can catch that hairline of yours. She can catch it.
My hairline is fine. Thank you.
Not really.
Yeah, really. Lift your wig up. Lift your wig up challenge. Let's do that.
If your mother will get in it with me, then I'll do it.
My mama don't have. My mama's
if
never
your
worn
mom's
wig,
are getting it with
my
me,
mama don't wear
I'll
a
do
wig.
It.
My mama's never.
But if she not
one,
gonna do right? it, then I won't.
My mama can't participate. She don't own a wig. All right. Why are you talking about people, mama? Oh, what? Hold on. What? What was that? What was you finna say? What was you finna do? Huh? Huh? What was you finna say?
See, I love mama. Be
yeah,
shy.
Yeah. All right. Now I can't tell.
You got to stop coming at my neck
because
I'm a tried and true warrior out here.
I don't even think
in this
about
game.
Your mama. I don't even think about her when we going back
because
and forth.
I'm more savage than you.
Nah,
that's the difference.
Right. We'll handle that.
I'm
all
willing
later.
To do whatever.
Okay. All right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
My girl cheated on me.
Aww. Why you think she did that?
I know why.
Because she a bitch.
Oh, God.
for 200, Alex.
Hey, dog, listen. You and I, when things get better, we can have a night on the town. We can go to Bacala. We can go a couple other places, dog, because you need to throw a couple back.
Yep.
Or I could tell him about a product that I read in the back of a magazine that may help.
What is that?
I don't want to talk about it. That's why she cheated.
Hey, fam. Hey, get past it. It's more fish in the sea. You be all right.
All right,
fam. Have a good one.
Listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Nearly half of U.S. states are seeing an increase in new coronavirus cases. Surges continue to be seen across the South and the West.
People getting more comfortable, man.
City of Independence has decided to pump the brakes a little bit. They delayed phase two of reopening as they've seen more COVID-19 cases.
You getting out?
I'm still moving around very gingerly, but I wear my mask anywhere that I am around other people.
Me too. I will admit that I am getting a little more comfortable, but I do keep my mask on at all time. I keep my sanitizer on at all time. But it's important that we keep this on the top of our minds because it is still a silent killer.
The hygiene is super important, making sure that you're washing your hands for at least 20 seconds, using that hand sanitizer. And I read somewhere that just putting the hand sanitizer on is not enough. And I'm putting some on right now. What you have to do is just like you washing your hands. So you have to get it wet and then rub them together like that. So that you can cause the friction to make sure you're killing all those germs and stuff. So you see how I did that?
Yeah. Thank you for those wonderful instructions.
Tutorial for you. You know what I'm saying?
I do that anyway, though. I act like it's not soap and water, but I do act like it is soap and water whenever I'm putting sanitizer on.
Another hotbed for coronavirus is these nursing homes. Johnson County. They've seen more COVID-19 cases, and one facility has reported 11 deaths.
Oh, no. My auntie's in a nursing home right now. And I haven't been able to see her.
In many cases, they're not allowing folks in.
No, not at all. Yeah. And rightfully so. But it's just, you know, it's hard, but it's necessary.
There's free COVID-19 testing happening today. If you so desire to be tested, you don't have to have any symptoms. If you just want to know, it's from 10 until 2 o'clock at Sugar Creek Elementary, 11424 Gill Street in Sugar Creek, Mo. That's a place you can be tested today. And there's also a church that's having tested today, and that's Concord.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, T-Mobile laid off 241 employees in Overland Park. I've noticed that ever since T-Mobile and Sprint merged, I've been having some issues with my phone service.
For real? Like what?
People will say that the end of every sentence that I make gets cut off. Last night, I woke up out my sleep, and I was on a website, and it wouldn't let me click and do things that I normally am able to do.
Well, that's odd.
I wonder if it's the integration of the two companies that's doing it, or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Maybe it's the 5G conspiracy.
I don't think so. Controversy is afoot in Columbus, Ohio, Brian.
What's going on?
Some folks think that they should rename the city, which is named after Christopher Columbus. And the name that they want to change it to is just slightly odd to me.
What is it?
Do you watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on Food Network?
Sometimes I do. Look at that. I actually watched something that you mentioned.
Guy Fieri is the host of that show.
Right.
And he says we're about to go to Flavor Town a lot when he's talking about these different restaurants.
Right.
Well, Guy Fieri is from Columbus, Ohio.
I thought he's from Oakland.
He's from Columbus, Ohio. Mm. And so they want to rename Columbus Flavor Town.
Damn! Anything's better than Columbus at this point.
I don't know. I think that's odd. Like, I'm trying to book a flight. Yes, I want to book a flight to Flavor Town.
Can you imagine, like, first off, the bar for the restaurants, that's going up. Because you can't have no disgusting restaurants in a city called Flavor Town.
Mm.
People will go there just for the food.
So they've already established about 7,800 signatures of folks who literally want to rename their city Flavor Town.
I hope they make it happen. We got to get all these. We have to rid the United States of this dangerous past. And that's a step in the right direction.
I think so too, but I don't know about Flavor Town, fam. I mean, just is wild, crazy to me, the whole Flavor Town thing. I don't know.
Was it a 19-year-old that came up with this or what?
I don't know.
Oh boy, they need an attorney. Stacey Shaw, look, we got one on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about the ordinance that passed for a prosecutorial bar on nonviolent protester arrest and what that means for protesters that got their cases dismissed. I'll be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:23. Look for highs in the lower 80s right now. You're mostly cloudy in 66 on Swope Parkway. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Former American Idol judge Randy Jackson is 64 today.
It's definitely enough for me, dog.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is 72. Rapper Memphis Bleek, 42.
I know you like them Swiss beats. Oh,
and R&B singer Chico DeBarge, is this accurate? He's 54?
Yeah.
How could that be?
How could it not be?
When this song came out, I thought he was so fine. How was he like that old then? He was older then.
This came out like 98 or 99. So that's 21, 22 years ago. It makes sense. Happy birthday, everybody born on, June 23rd, including my Uncle Keith. I love you, dog.
So DeBrat is confirming that Tamar Braxton did indeed sleep with Jermaine Dupri daddy and got beat up by Jermaine Dupri mama in the elevator.
She said you want to talk about me?
Nope. Jermaine Dupri's mama is Mama Tina. So that did not happen.
Well, she didn't call no name. She just said the mama.
That's not his mama.
The mama?
That did happen. I happened to be in that elevator. But
oh, did you, Brad?
I happened to be in that elevator.
You
were? Go the whole Beyonce thing, that definitely happened. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, so who was
But funny? that ain't Jermaine Dupri's mama. That's Michael Marden's ex-wife.
Okay, well, yeah. We're going to say it's not his mama. So all y'all was in the elevator. What happened?
Ooh,
so who won? Did Tina win or did Jermaine? I mean, or did,
it was
Tamar?
Not my Tina. Let's get that clear. That's Tina. Like my other mama.
Yeah. Okay, what happened though?
Yeah, Lord Jesus, I have no comment.
You was already on the elevator.
I was in the elevator.
You had to say something.
It was just a situation, and Michael Malden's ex-wife was a little fed up, and just went down in the elevator.
Mm. She wasn't trying to get no details. I get it, though.
She don't want to be in the middle of no mess.
Right.
Somebody be done said some stuff she did back in the day when she was a little wilder.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj's new collaboration called Trolls has debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 at number one. Watch. Got it. You need that. I got it. It's cash. Oh, fuck. It's cash. 100. They don't sound bad though, Brian.
That's the thing with this dude. His music actually sounds good. It's just everything else that comes along with it with this young man. You know what I'm saying?
Where's Nicki Minaj part? What's she sound like?
Oh God, hold on. Let me pull it back up. Let me see. We sipping on that ace. Itsy bitsy waist, pretty face. Yeah, eat it, cookie monster. He a slave to this book, you call me monster. Real wet, I said slurping like it's pasta. Okay, that's enough. That's enough of that. You know him and Tony got into it yesterday.
Tony who?
Tony Neal.
No, about what?
Tony said that he would never go number one. But this was regarding the other single, not this one. So he took it. Just go to 6ix9ine's Instagram. And Tony is the first post on there. Oh boy. But yeah, he definitely celebrated.
Didn't I tell you? I can't be stopped. Didn't I tell you? You can't blackball me. You can't. You better unfollow me because I'm going on a 7-day rant. Y'all try to blackball me on radio.
Uh-huh.
Apple Music.
Uh-huh.
Spotify didn't give us no playlisting. I can't be stopped. Number one.
I mean, that's a good accomplishment. It's a big accomplishment. This artist has never accomplished that feat. But it's a bunch of weirdos, though, man. It is. Like, if you go to the comments and you look at his comments on IG, it's a bunch. I'ma just withhold my comments.
Weirdos matter too.
Congratulations, okay?
Weirdos matter.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You already know, Brian. It's time for that free legal advice.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's get right to it.
Good morning. So today we're going to be talking about the ordinance that passed last week on the prosecutorial ban for certain nonviolent offenses for protesters during the protest period May 30th through June 2nd. And so a lot, and I've checked for myself, I have over 60 clients, and a lot of those charges have been dismissed. Exceptions are if you have a companion charge that was not included in the ordinance, both of those charges are still pending. And so the charges are dismissed, which means that the records have been purged from the online court site, kcmo.gov, and the Regis site, which is the site that the court uses. But you will still have an arrest record that would need to be expunged separately pursuant to Missouri Statute Section 610.122. And so the requirements are that the charge was dismissed, that the person seeking the expungement has no prior misdemeanor or felony convictions. And so if you had gotten in trouble and convicted for a misdemeanor or felony prior to this arrest, even though it was dismissed, you are not eligible for an arrest expungement as it stands under Section 610.122. And no civil action could be pending relating to the arrest or records sought to be expunged. So if you have a civil claim or you are planning on filing a civil suit, then you would not be able, if it's pending right now, you would not be able to get your arrest record expunged. Now, the filing fees for each petition are $115.50. Over 200 people were arrested during the protests and their charges were dismissed. That equals over $23,000 and filing fees that are going to be paid to Jackson County under the statute. And so it's really important that you speak with your attorney. Protesters are being represented pro bono, meaning you do not have to have any money to be represented by a lawyer to correct this issue. So to reach out to us, because we are a network of free lawyers that are addressing this issue, call us at 816-359-1877. You can visit us online at StaceyShawLaw.com. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. And until next time, good luck, God bless, and your advocacy is changing everything.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It'll be moderate for the rest of the week as far as temperature is concerned. Very happy about that.
You don't like a little sweat, a little sunshine in your life?
No.
Love
especially
sweating
when I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
No need to go commando unless you just want to.
Please. Please.
You sleeping a nude?
You really asking me that?
Buck naked.
Hell yeah, I do.
In the nude.
A sleep expert say you shouldn't do that.
Right. You can see they public ass.
That in your attempt to be cooler, you're actually making yourself hotter.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll explain why. When you sleep naked, sweat collects on the body and then remains there. If you have fabric on, your pajamas will wipe away the moisture from the body for you.
I will tell that sleep expert to kindly go to hell. They don't know my body. They don't know what I go through when I go to sleep. It provides comfort for me. And I can feel the winds of my fan hit against my body, which really puts me to sleep.
Bucket naked.
What concerns me about that is, what if a fire breaks out or something happens and you gotta immediately get out the house?
I'll grab a couple clothes, a couple drawers.
In the nude.
And, I'll proceed with caution. I'll be all right. I ain't worried about that.
These are things that I think about.
Because you're an extremist.
No, I'm not. I'm a pragmatist. I think practically in every situation. And if something jumps off, I need to be prepared.
I tell you what, just have a suitcase on the side filled with some clothes. Nah. You'll be all right. Mm-mm. So I take it you don't sleep in the nude.
No. That makes me uncomfortable.
As you grab yourself.
Well, it's because if you have breasts, you don't really have...
Excuse me?
You have moobies, not...
I don't have none of that. I don't have none of that. Don't disrespect me on this radio.
If you had bigger moobies, you would want a shirt on at night, too. I'm just saying. It's to contain...
Anyway.
No, that's real.
It keeps me comfortable.
I'm just being real, friend.
Oh, Lord. It's time to flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
No.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Good morning, you hear me? Hope you have a better morning than what you're doing sitting in that jail. Hope you don't drop the soap. I'm having a good morning. Financially stable, homeowner and all that. So with that being said, you knew and blew a good thing, baby.
You ain't gonna help me, man.
For why?
It's not her job.
Tell me a good reason why. Because when you lose something, one man's trash is another man's treasure, baby.
That's right.
I'm married and happy now. Homeowner and all that. Only at the age of 31. Okay. Yeah, I'm flexing on my ex.
Oh, she flexing hard this morning. Yes,
she hard. Is. You hear me?
All right, who is this?
This Whitney.
All right, girl.
Thank you, Whitney. Have a good day.
Thank you, boo.
Flex on your ex.
No disrespect to the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? But us men go through things, too. Now, I got locked up, and she called herself moving in with my mom and cheated. Was going out of town with men and used my mom's credit. But my whole thing is, you still mad at me? I ain't seen my kids in over a year. Let that go. I mean, you got enough to get back. I done did enough legal work. All I got to do is push the paperwork, and you can lose the kids. So I hope you're listening. Tighten up before my boys be staying with me. They need to be raised by men, not somebody who got hate in their heart. I'm going to keep it real polite as I can. I get mad, but I don't let it get to me.
You sound like you're about to cry.
Nah, I mean, I miss my
yeah,
kids.
No, for real. This is serious. I could tell he's really, touched by this.
Yeah, I miss my kids, you know what I'm saying? I got other kids, and they ask about my kids. My sons, I got twins. They paternal.
You have to get in touch with Stacey Shaw so you can get your kids back.
Oh, like I said, I did it my own legal work. I taught myself. I know what to do. I'm really educated, you know what I'm saying? If I can't find it out, I'll go ask somebody who can. So
Right, well, you better push the button because your kids need you. You can't waste another day. Yeah. It's been a year already.
Yeah.
It's coming. But I'm trying to give it a chance because, you know what I'm saying? I hate it in my heart. I don't got that malice. I don't do no spiteful stuff. I give you a chance.
All right.
Thank you, bro. Have a good day.
All right.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822. Look for highs in the lower 80s today. Right now, you're partly sunny in 67 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
So, tour promoter Live Nation has announced that it's going to do its first ever drive-in concert series. So in the month of July, they'll be presenting Brad Paisley with Darius Rucker and John Party, and Nelly will perform as well.
That's a dude from Bluty and a Whole Fish, Hootie and a Blowfish. Did I say Bluty and a H Fish? Did I say that?
You did.
My bad. From Hootie and the Blowfish. Is that him? Darius
Rucker, yeah.
Okay.
So this is how it's going to go down. Concert goers can arrive in a vehicle with at least four people. It's going to be $125 to go for the whole car, not individually. They're encouraging people to bring their food, their snacks, you know, whatever you want to drink. They're going to have two parking spaces in between each car, and you'll be able to just enjoy yourself and watch it on a big screen.
A sign of the times. They got to do what they got to do to make a little money at least.
Who thought the drive-ins would come back in like right. style?
Yeah. And one just got shut down last year here.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Chadwick Boseman has been hospitalized in California.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Please don't let it be what I think it is.
There's no confirmation. A paparazzi just caught him with a picture. He could have been going in there to get his teeth whitened. We don't know what he was doing. Well, it was at the Santa Monica Medical Center where the picture was taken. He was with his fiancée, Taylor Simone. No additional details yet.
All right.
Carl Crawford is being sued for over $1 million following a drowning accident at his home. We talked about this last month. The mother of the five-year-old, they were all at Carl Crawford's Texas home when somehow the child drowned in his pool. And so the woman says that it's his responsibility and she wants $1 million for it.
Oh, boy.
Lil Baby is blasting Walmart for selling fake 4PF chains.
Damn! That's his chain. Damn.
I guess it stands for pockets full.
Well, ain't the first time Walmart bid somebody.
Selling for $24.99, and it goes up to $74.99 if you want to rock a 4PF chain.
Don't let nobody come up to you with a diamond tester, though.
It's silver plated. That diamond testing thing was funny. Only like one or two people had real jewelry on.
Exactly. And if they see you
with
one of them,
but why would you lie about it? That's the part I don't understand. Why lie?
What do you mean?
Why lie? Like, they knew that was fake when a dude pulled it out. Like, why lie?
You gotta fake it till you make it sometimes. And does the average eye really catch fake jewelry over real jewelry? Like, can you really tell from a distance?
Yes. But why lie?
Why not?
That's a telling sign of who you are, like your worth as a human being. If you got on real jewelry, that makes you more valuable.
Unfortunately, to some people.
It does not.
Unfortunately, to some people.
I wear costume all the time, and I'm going to continue to wear a costume, and I'm solid gold on the inside, diamonds and everything.
Because you a clown, that's why.
Pardon? Pardon?
What? I had to get that out. It was too open right there. It was way too old.
That didn't make any sense with what
we
were talking about.
You wearing costumes. That do make sense.
I didn't say wearing costumes, you idiot. Costume jury. I hate you.
What?
Brian. You what? Are so, so stupid.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Vanessa.
All right, let's see what you got. Would you like it, yeah, if I was to set you down? I can't think about nothing else since you laced me with your love. It ain't no secret, girl, your body fits me like a glove.
My body all over you, baby, it's your body all over your body, babe. Hey. My body, huh?
Baby, it's your body, babe. All over my body.
Hey. I'm sorry, I was online shopping like Connie. But anyway, pretty good, girl. You got it.
You could be like Shay and be online shopping with these $1,000 worth of stimulus gift cards if you win that, because you got entry into that grand prize drawing, all right?
Yes, sir.
With stations live, local, and lit.
Hot 103.3, and don't forget to slam that beat, baby.
Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip-hop and R&B.
This sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Jam.
Sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.